Citroën C5 Aircross is an unusual SUV. It has a boxy, tall feel about it, both in looks and inside. The design grows quickly on you, and I found it I liked its distinctive style. Inside, you sit upright in what could be the most comfortable seats in the segment. The front ones are heated, and the driver has a massage function that I found relaxing. The driver instruments are housed in a 12.3-inch digital display that can be changed to suit the driver. I enjoy the feel of the steering wheel and its responsive nature. In the latest model, the central touchscreen is a handy 10 inches and is more user-friendly than before. This shows in things like direct access to the air conditioning controls and sat-nav. The C5 Aircross has wireless phone charging but wired connectivity, unfortunately. Around town, it has enough performance to keep most drivers happy with its 1.6-litre turbo petrol engine and 8-speed automatic transmission. It's front-wheel drive only. On longer trips, it cruises effortlessly and has great economy. Citroën C5 Aircross is priced from around $55,000 plus usual costs, and owners can buy a prepaid service plan, which is handy. This is Motoring Minute. I'm Brianna Fraser.
The clock is ticking and the change is happening. The Australian vehicle fleet is going electric, and you need to keep up to date with ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide now for a look at the Lexus electrified sport that's coming to Australia. There's details on the Melbourne Electric Car EV show, details on battery health on a hybrid or plug-in hybrid EV, and Audi's giving you the chance to win a Q5 TFSI-E. All those stories, so much more, ecocarguide.com.au.